Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Gimel 293. Beschus Rabbi Shimon Lai Beomer. Here we go. Beschus the Chosin Bailey. Here we go. So Reish Lamed Gimel, page 293. We need a lot of introduction over here. It's not difficult, but if we don't get down and understand some very important nekudas, we are not going to be able to go on in the Simon. We'll get to also very important halacha lemaisa today. Also, but only after introduction, that's going to help us for the next couple of days of shir. And that's understanding the zmanim of when they are in terms of zman hilchos mincha. That's what we're talking about over here in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel. Let's leave off the zmanim of shachros, what happens in the morning. Let's already skip all the way to midday, because that's what we're talking about over here. We have something that is called chatzos hayom. Okay, chatzos hayom and chatzos halayla. Midday, the sixth hour of day. The day is split up into 12 hours of daytime and 12 hours of nighttime. That we'll soon see in the Ramah. It doesn't go by our clocks, 12 hours, 60 minutes. It depends on the day. It depends on when you are in the season. Now we're standing in the middle of the summer. Okay, in the summer, we know we have very long days and short nights. So the daytime hours from sunrise to sunset, it's going to be split up into 12 equal portions. Those are called shauzmaniot. So even though an hour watches every hour is 60 minutes, during the summer, let's say every hour is 75 minutes or 70 minutes. Okay, and it's going to split up into 12 equal times. So the sixth hour starts chatzos hayom, split regular of midday. Middah Raisa, really, Chatzos is really the beginning of the afternoon, and therefore you should be able to daven Mincha. Okay? However, as you can imagine, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where they didn't have exact time, sometimes it could be a little bit off a little bit, they were afraid that if they started to do the afternoon services, the Hayim of the Karbonos that are brought in the afternoon, what might happen? They might bring it too early and do it before Chatzos. And therefore, we hold something that we push everything off a half hour, and therefore, the Zman of Mincha only starts at 6.5 hours a day, because that's when you can actually start bringing the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. Shachar is connected. The Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Korban that he brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. He brought one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We call it the Korban Tamid. Okay, Tamid, because it was Tamid, it was always. So every morning they bring the Tamid, every afternoon they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, the afternoon Korban Tamid. And Mincha is patterned after the Korban Tamid of Bein Arabayim. Okay, so really, Zman Mincha Zosun say can only start at 6.5 hours, not at midday at Chatzos. Now that's what we call Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is the 6.5 hours of the day. Now, everything would be pretty simple. We'll say Mincha is 6.5 hour days. The problem is that practically the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim was not brought at 6.5 hours of the day. Because we have a halacha in Hilchos Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Get listen to this. Is that all the Korbanos of the day had to be brought in between the Korban Tamid Shel Boker and Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. Any personal Korban, all the Korbanos that are brought in the Mikdash, first Korban is the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, last Korban is Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. And therefore, they would push off bringing the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim until 9.5 hours of the day. Okay, till the 9.5 hours of the day. Why? So they'll have time in the afternoon to bring other Korbanos. Because once they bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, you can't offer up other Korbanos of that day. So therefore, they would practically only offer it up at 9.5 hours a day. That's when, in the basic Midash, they would bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. Therefore, that's what we call Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours a day. 2.5 hours before sundown, that's called, we call Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours a day, where halachically that's when the Korban Tamid can be brought. Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours a day, which is actually when they actually brought it, 9.5 hours of the day. Now, from 9.5 till Shkia, there is a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon until when is Zman Mincha. Okay? When is Zman Mincha? According to Chachamim, that you have from all the way until Shkia, until sundown, that is the Zman of the Mincha, meaning even after 9.5 hours a day is the time they brought the Korban Shel Bein Arabayim, you can still daven until Shkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Zman Mincha ends halfway in between Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours, and Shkia, which is 12 hours. What's that? That's 10 hours and 45 minutes. Okay? 1 hour and one and a quarter hours before sundown. What do we call that, Zman, anyone? Plaga Mincha. Why? Plaga is half. Halfway in between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, that's called, we call Plaga Mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Zman mincha ends at plaga mincha. Okay, well, let's just hold that in our backs. We'll bring come back that Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Now let's just focus in with that introduction. Now we can understand what's going on over here. Okay, says the Mechaber over here, Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Al Mishahit Palel Tfilas Amincha La'achar Vav Shos Mechzah Lumalo Yotza. Someone who davids Mincha from 6.5 hours on, you are going to be Yotze. Let's take a pause right now and understand that 6 hours. What happens if someone davens mincha before he davens after b'chatzos? Before 6.5 hours, would it be yotze? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton bays, mashma dik mikodem lachen lo yotze afilu b'diavad. It's mashma from the mechaber. Before 6.5 hours, you're not going to be yotze even b'diavad. However, v'yeshachronim disfilu davti lechat chilosuli palu kodem shenich lamachatzi shah shachar chatzos. Even though there are opinions that hold that you're not allowed to daven until 6.5 hours. Mikol makom b'diavad. She'd pal b'zua chatzi shah lo yipal shenit. And this is how we hold b'diavad. We hold if you daven mincha after chatzos before 6.5 hours, you are going to be yotzei b'diavad. Okay? Be yotzei b'diavad. How about this? What can't you daven until mincha gedola? We're probably talking about, practically talking about, when we talk about Hilchos Tefillah, what tefillah are we talking about? Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. What about things we say before Shmoneh Esrei? Can you start davening before Chatzah, before Mincha Gedola? So long as you get Shmoneh Esrei at Mincha Gedola. Okay? What would be the halacha of that? Very, okay, during the week it's just Ashrei, so you can start, okay? You can gain yourself a minute maybe. But at Shabbos, we have Kriyas HaTorah beforehand. Kriyas HaTorah, perhaps you could say even before Mincha Gedola. Okay? If you look in the postgame, you will not find those who are Makel the Tzitz Eliezer. Is Befer says you're not allowed to start anything until after Mincha Gedola. The Halacha Berurah quotes is also over here, that you cannot start davening Mincha until, you can't even start Ashrei, you can't do Kriyas HaTorah. Nothing can be done until 6.5 hours. They Mincha Gedola, only then you can start what we call the Tefillah of Mincha, not even sure that's anything before that. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rebbein Zal told me that if you need to, you can rely and you can go ahead and dive and say Ashrei and Kriyas HaTorah even before Mincha Gedola. Okay, practically in Rav Netzal's minhag, we never do it. Okay, I don't know if Rav Netzal actually does it himself, but he has told me on numerous occasions that one would be allowed to, if you're in a situation where there's a big rush, whatever it might be, you need to daven beforehand, you're even allowed to say, you're allowed to say Ashrei, as long as you say the Shmon Esrei after Mincha Gedola. You see, even b'diavad, if you daven Shmon Esrei, you're also going to be yotzei b'diavad. Now, moving back into Zman Mincha L'chatchila, okay, so we know 6.5 hours you are going to be yotzei. But says Paskins, the Rambam in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Tefillah. Look in Halachas Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet over here, brings down this whole introduction. Says the Rambam, since practically the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was only brought in the Beis Avinash in 9.5 hours, he says that is the Ikar Zman to daven. That is the best time to daven. Mincha would be what we call Mincha Ketana, and only B'diavad if you daven 6.5 hours. Then you're going to be yotzei. You'll be yotzei, but if you want to ask, it's the best time to daven mincha, 9.5 hours a day. That is the psak of the Rambam. However, other Rishonim disagree. They hold, since practically you're allowed to offer up the Korban 6.5 hours. And actually, there was a Zman in the Beis Hamikdash, they actually did this. Do you know when? On Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, when you had the Korban Pesach, that was the one exception to this rule. You're allowed to offer up the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And therefore, they remacked in the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Beis Hamikdash, at 6.5 hours. So they have the rest of the afternoon that everyone could bring their Korban Pesachs and offer up their Korban Pesach the rest of the afternoon. Okay? So since practically they even did it in the Beis Hamikdash sometimes, therefore, many Rishonim hold lechatchila. You could daven at 6.5 hours mincha gedola. You don't have to wait mincha time. Would not be the lechatchila time. Okay, another shita, third shita is some hold that's even preferable to daven mincha gedola and mincha ketana, because you look in the Ritva and Yuma Ches or something. The Ritva writes that's mitzvah min a mufchar to daven mincha gedola. Why? Because Zimaktim Lamitzos, we don't push off mitzvahs. You Zimaktim Lamitzos better to daven the earlier Zman Mincha. So we have three Shita. We have the Shita of the Rambam, who holds the best time to daven is Mincha Ketana. We have other Rishonim who hold all the whole Zman Mincha is all Lichatchila, and we have the Shita of the Ritva holds that the Lichatchila time to daven is Zman Mincha. Though I believe it's the Shita in the Shuta Rif also holds like this Ritva also Lamaisa. You open up the Shulchan Aruch after he tells you you could daven at 6.5 hours and Mincha Gedola. However, he says, Iker Zman Mites Shausu Mechsa Lamala. The Iker Zman Mincha says Mechaber is like the Rambam. To daven only after 9.5 hours, Adalaila Rabbanon, Rabbi Yudah, Plaga Mincha, we'll come back to that tomorrow, until nightfall, according to the Rabbanon, Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yudah, Shuad Sov Yudah, Chasar Ravi. Okay, and as I said before, the Ramah points out this is called Shazmanios. We estimate the hours according to the day, that day. Even if it's a long day, like in the summer, we still split up into 12 equal hours. Anytime that Chazal use zmanim misharim b'shaus eilu, that's generally what we hold shaus zmanios, except for a couple of yotzim and akals. Rabbeinu Tama Motzei Shabbos, many people hold it 72 minutes after Shkia, no matter what time of the year. Okay, again, that's Machlokas in the Achronim also. But Rov Zmanim that we have to go after Shaus Zmaniot. We split up the day and night to 12 equal portions. Fine. Okay, so we come out over here, the Mechaber, and we can see over here the Ramah does not disagree with the Mechaber. The Pashat, the Ramah also is 9.5 hours. The best time to daven is Mincha Ketana, not Mincha Gedola. However, look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, he brings us all down. Look inside, it says, Tefillas HaMincha Keneged Tamim Shel Bein Arba'im Tiknua. Okay, Tefillas HaMincha is negative, the Tefillas Shel Bein Arba'im. Uzman Shechita Somi Doraisa Tzchala Sol Ashkar Shei Shosu Mechso. Okay, you could really only bring it over after 6.5 Dainu Chatzi Shah, Acher Chatzi Ziyom. Just in order they could bring personal korbanos mikodem, and therefore they actually brought it 9.5 hours a day. Levad mi erev Pesach chaliyos erev Shabbos, except for erev Pesach that falls on erev Shabbos, you shochten atam b'shei shosu mechsa v'alkei. Therefore, by the way, ikers ma'atvilas na mincha lechatchilu mites umechsa ulamal keneged atam yishu makrim b'chol yom. Two lines down. However, he's quoting over here. If you look in the Shartzi and the Rush and the Tur and the Graz, Mashmin Shemitzadi, Kamosam says the Chavetz Chaim, Shemekilin Lechatchila Mishay Shausam Echzalim Allah, that Lechatchila, you could retire and already at 6.5 hours of the day. So already the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shita that holds at 6.5 hours a day, Mincha Gedola, is allowed to already daven Mincha Lechatchila, you don't have to feel like a biddy of a Jew, daven Mincha Gedola. With that in mind, you should know, many, many gedolim daven mincha gedola lechatchila, especially amongst the Ashkenaz. Okay? I'll give you a list of them. The Chazanish, Ruchaimi Brisk, the Brisker Rav, we'll soon see Moreno Rabbeinu Aram Shlita, all daven mincha gedola lechatchila. Not only because they held, made brats like the Rishonim that held the Midlach Hatchila Gedavin then. And like the Ritva that says Mizriz Makhdi Lamitzis. But there's other two else's the Davin Mincha Gedola, as we all know. Number one, we saw Zriz Makhdi Lamitzos. Number two, you could get into problems like you learned last time, is in terms of eating and haircuts and stuff like that. Wait, if you wait till later on, you get into problems with Davini Mincha versus doing these things. But even the more so, as we all know, and I say Kal v'chomer in our generation where people are busy and at work, and look, wait, if you have a chance to daven, and you're pondering to daven in Mincha Gedola, and you have a minion to daven in, go ahead and daven lechatchila. You never know what's going to happen in 9.5 hours of your day. 3 hours, who knows what's going to happen in our lives? 3 hours later, what could happen if something happens, you're not going to be able to daven Mincha, and therefore if you could get in Mincha at a lechatchila time, at least according to many Rishonim, go ahead and daven at that point. We'll soon see. Now look inside Moreno Rabbeinu. You have this guy, give him a big ha'ar over here. And this will end off with today. We'll look inside Rav Nevin Sol. He has a bunch of chidushim over here. He says, V'ikr. So he avoids sound like we all know, Zodasa Rambam, the Adulli Pelam in Chakatan. That the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam, that is better than Min Chakatan. V'das Rav Sadia Gaon, the Min Chakadol Adifa. The Rav Sadia Gaon, how we saw like the Ritva, that Min Chakadol is the best time dying. Umisapum Shishalu at Marana Grizda Salma Odiv. They once asked the brisker Rav, what's better, Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana? The Ana. And he answered, Sha'aviva Gracha Yinitpalba Rosh Hashanah Mincha Gedola. And he answered that his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Zatzal, used to daven Mincha Gedola on Rosh Hashanah. That was his answer. So what did he mean? Rav Brisker Rav said, Bavdai and Rosh Hashanah, he wouldn't have done something that was bidi yevid. He davened at the best time. And therefore the fact that his father davened Rosh Hashanah, Mincha Gedola, must be that he held his lechatchila. V'ikein sfilei dein reyusav Mincha Gedola, there's nothing bad about it. So then Rav Nemesol points out that he does not understand the story. Something got mixed up in this story. V'ani tomei al sipur zeh. Okay? I don't understand the story at all. Da Rosh Hashanah yontavuv. Rosh Hashanah is considered a yontav. There's another Rambam, and that's the Rambam in Perek Vav in Ilchus Yontif. The Rambam writes that one lechatchila should daven Mincha Gedola on Yontif, because we have a concept of Chatzi Ayom, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, and therefore Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, and therefore Rambam describes your day that you do Avodas Hashem basically the whole morning until Chatzi Ayom, then you daven Mincha, and then you go home and you eat and drink the rest of the day for your Chatzi Lachem. So therefore, he said, even the Rambam held that you daven Mincha Gedola on Yontif. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is like a Yontif. And therefore, it's not a raya that Rav Chaim did this on Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting give and take over here with the story versus what Rav Marina Rav Nevinzel says. He points out, Yontif, Mavor, Rambam. Deishli, Pal, Mincha Gedola, Kedei, Lekayim, Acha, Kacha, Chatzi, Lachem, Chatzi, Lachem. V'roi, Laida, Shimrot, Lachol, V'yotzi, Bo, Moda, Rambam. If you want to eat, you have to remember, the Rambam was the Machmirim. You're not allowed to do anything until you daven Mincha, even Mincha Gedola. Even Karol Zman Mincha Gedola, like we learned last time, especially Tval Tchila Mincha. Okay? And then Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel throws in a whopper over here, based on the Rambam. There's another Rambam that seems to be that the Mechaber did not hold this way in the Rambam. But Rav Nevinzel has a very, very strong raya if you look at Per Gimel. Halacha Dalet in the Rambam. The Rambam held this whole Indian of davening lechatchila at 9.5 hours is only until when plaga mincha. It's only up until Rashab Reva before Shkia. He brings down the Rambam, mash like this in the Rambam, after plaga mincha until Shkia, which most people daven when they daven the later mincha, they daven during that slot. He says even the Rambam held that was also b'diavad. That was also b'diavad. So to wait to daven Mincha Gedola right before Shkia, that Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel says even the Rambam would held that would be no better than daven Mincha Gedola. Rav Nevinzel holds it's even worse than davening Mincha Gedola according to the Rambam. The Mechaber didn't hold like this, and therefore those who daven the Shkia minions, they are passing like the Mechaber. That would be a lechatchila time to daven. But Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, this is another reason why he says go ahead and daven Mincha Gedola, define minyanim. Between Mincha Ketana and that hour and 15 minutes, Mincha Ketana and Plaga Mincha, that's a very hard thing to do. So Rav Nevinzel even has even a very strong lashon. He says, "Oh, near Biramim, the Mincha Ketana Divra Ratki Mitpalu Kodem Plaga Mincha. This is only going to happen if you daven before Plaga Mincha. Aval Acher Plaga Mincha Ein Roili Palu El Bishas Techak. That's only Roili Palu Shas Techak. It's even worse than davening according to even the Rambam by Mincha Gedola." Okay? And then he says, this is Rav Nevinzel's own chiddush, this is his own addition in the Rambam. He says, Nir la'anias daiti. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, la'anias daiti de la Rambam, odif li pal biyichidus lifnei plaga mincha, me'asher b'tzivur l'achar plaga mincha. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, within the Rambam, he says, better to daven biyichidus before plaga mincha than with a minyan after plaga mincha. That's definitely not the minaga olam. As we all know, there's minyanim all the time after plaga mincha, but that's what Rav Nevinzel held within das the Rambam shetfilah betzibur rakmal v'lochiyav. Aval ein minag am kein. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel also points out that's not the minag of the am. Va'ad the Rabbi Yeshmi kelim betzibur afil betartis. Sat, you'll understand that next time. So lemaisa Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. This is why I believe I once asked him when was the last time Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel did not daven mincha gedol. He always davens mincha gedol. Bein during the week. Bein on Shabbos. Bein on Yontif. He says he didn't remember. Okay, he didn't remember the last time he didn't daven Mincha Gedola. He's very, very makbid on davening Mincha Gedola. And therefore, for sure, for Ashkenaz, you want to rely on Lichatchila to daven Mincha Gedola. You know, Poshlav, especially as I said before, that Lamaisa, nowadays with Tirchas and everything, if you wait to daven Mincha, you don't know what's going to happen. Later on in your day, you daven then with the Tzibor, and even amongst the Svar, Even like the Sfarim, we definitely follow the Shulchan Aruch word that lechatchila mincha ketana, and they're not machmer like this Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal that only until plaga mincha. Even there, the Halacha Brura writes that in many places, even Sfarim should go ahead and daven mincha gedol. Some of them, the Mishnah Brura points out over here in the end of Sikkot and Aleph, where we left off before, three lines before it ends, says Al Kol Pani. If you want to eat, and your mask for the sheet is like little last time, not eating before is before davening mincha. Oh, let's say sladerech, or you want to travel. Oh, shatayachli pali mitzibur, right now there's a minion, and you don't know if there's going to be a minion later on. You're not going to have a minion later on. Then everyone's going to agree that you daven at 6.5 hours. Halacha Brura writes this also. You don't know what's going to be with the minion later on. You daven now with the minion. And one other thing is for sure, even the Halacha Brura writes even for Svarim, you're in a yeshiva, and the best thing for Sidra yeshiva, it's a daven mincha gedola, and that's when the yeshiva davens. For sure, then l'chatchila, you go ahead and daven mincha gedola, and therefore, that is a chalmaisa understanding of mincha gedola, mincha ketana, the best time to daven ad kan for today.